Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
Between 1880 and 1890, the number one recipient of resources from the Women's Home Missionary Association, a Methodist organization that trained teachers, nurses, and missionaries, was none other than the Utah Territory. Shortly after the birth of the Missionary Society, two of its representatives arrived in Salt Lake to teach at the local Protestant seminary. Eventually, other women missionaries followed them to Utah, settling in places like Ogden, Park City, Richfield, and Tooele as aides to Methodist ministers. They also established denominational schools across the state that were open to people from all faiths. For the Methodist women, converts from Mormonism were hard to come by, but not unheard of. Yet, even when the Methodist missionaries couldn't convince local Mormons to join their flock, they were able to create bonds of friendship and mutual respect that crossed religious lines. They tended to not give much ground to Mormons on the polygamy question, though, and served as persistent and outspoken critics of the practice of plural marriage. They even sheltered women seeking to escape polygamous relationships, thus paving the way for polygamy's end. Content for this episode of the BeHype Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's BeHype Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.